Oh, yeah. That music is amazing, isn't it? I just love it. Like, I feel like I'm in some abandoned hotel dancing around. Maybe a little bit. Oh, the sound is just amazing. Welcome to the Huba Show. I redid everything again, guys. So now this is what my little description is going to be. A podcaster with a podcast show from the broadcast capital of the world in Schenectady, New York. From candy bar wrapper designs to exit doors that are locked during normal business hours that should swing open when you want to leave, but they don't. This is the Huba Show. We have a really cool show here today for you, and I'm going to tell you how it inspired me. All right, listen, give you the short version. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to do the long version because I love this song so much. So on last Friday, on October 16th, it was pouring rain here in upstate New York. I mean, just crazy. Had a lot of things to do. Later on in the evening, get home, guess what? My vanity plates came. Now, if you don't know what vanity plates are, see, when you get a car, right? You go to DMV, you get just random plates issued to you. But you can get vanity plates. And that's what this show is about today. Because after I got the plates, I was so excited. I'll tell you what the plates are in a minute. So when I got my plates, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh my God, they're finally here, right? Well, then, I was inspired to look up other people that had vanity plates. And when I did that, I came across this podcaster. She does interviews of people that get vanity plates for her cars, for their cars. Because apparently she drives around a lot. She sees all these vanity plates all over the place in her course of driving day to day all over the place, right? And she's curious. She's naturally clear. Like, she wants to be able to talk to these people. Like, almost like stop them somehow and say, hey, I'm so curious about your license plate. What's the origin behind it? So she has this podcast where she interviews people that have vanity plates all over the country. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I had no idea there was something like this. So when I found out about that, I mean, I almost couldn't fall asleep. I was so excited. Not only did I get my vanity plates, but I found out there's a podcaster out there that does interviews for this exact reason. And the plates that I had were podcasts. Plural, not singular. Podcasts. See, in New York State, you can only have 8 characters on a license plate. And that includes a space. So and we'll get into that in a little bit. But let's say you had like a plate that you wanted like the fish, right? So T-H-E space, there's 4 characters with the space, and then fish. That rounds off the 8 characters max that you're allowed to have in New York State. Other states are different. I think New Jersey 7. But when I saw these available about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe that podcast was available. Now, podcast is 7 characters. That's taken. So I couldn't get podcaster, E-R, because that's 9 characters. So what I did was, I said, let me see if podcasts is available. And it was. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell out of my chair. Literally, for real. So what I did was, and then I'm like, wait, let me see if podcaster with the R is available. And I don't think it is, but even if it was, I wouldn't get it. You know why? Because it looks funny. See, I'm the kind of guy, like, if I have the opportunity to get a vanity plate, I want the real word, the whole word. I don't want, like, I see a lot of plates with that. And that's cool. That's cool. People like that. I just don't want to get that for my vanity plate. If they had 9 characters, I could get the ER if it was still available. But we don't. New York State has 8. So anyway, so I saw that available. So there's only 3 possible combinations you can get. podcast, podcast with an R for or podcasts. And I got podcasts. And I'm going to have the picture available, a couple pictures of my plate with next to my equipment in my studio here. And you'll be able to check it out on my Facebook page, Huba Show. Follow me on Twitter, Huba, H-U-B-A. Follow me on Facebook, Huba Show. And Instagram, Huba Show. And I love the new designs. There's a little bit of yellow, a little bit of blue and white. The old plates in New York State were navy blue, but it was like a dark navy blue on top of yellow. But it's more of like an orange. It still looks cool, but I like the way the new ones look. And my only gripe with getting vanity plates is the letters aren't raised. See, I want raised letters. I just feel like the quality's better. I'm not complaining too much because I really love the plates. Like everything about them. But I like the raised letters better. A lot of states do it. New York doesn't. I think they used to years and years ago. I remember. For some reason, I remember plates. Maybe they were ham radio plates or emergency services or something like that. And I believe the letters were raised. Or maybe it was just your typical vanity plate that was raised. But anyway, that's my only gripe. Other than that, they look amazing. So the night I got them, I took a bunch of pictures. They're awesome. I'll put those on my Facebook page, like I said. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'd really appreciate it. Share my shows. Tell everybody about me. So I'm looking forward. So I reached out to the lady that does, and her show is Plate Story. P-L-8. P-L as in Papa Lima, and then the letter or the number 8, and then Story. And her little logo graphic is like, it looks like a New York State license plate. It's really cool. Plate Story podcast. So I'm going to call her Wednesday for a pre-interview, and then hopefully we'll get a show together this week, and I'll be on her podcast. Maybe do a little cross promo with her. Because like I said, I still can't believe somebody out there is doing this. I love vanity plates. And I know that sounds really vain, but here's the thing. Vanity plates say a lot about you. And there's so many people out there with vanity plates. And I'm just like her. I want to, you know how many people I've been flying along 60 miles an hour with on the highway or on some side street? And I don't want to sound like a creeper and get out of my car at a stop sign. Hey, what's the origin behind your plate? Or tell me a little bit about your plate. I mean, I'm sure they would be happy to talk about it. I'm sure they would. I think they would. I mean, I would. Somebody came up to me when I'm getting out of the car, leaving the supermarket, and they see me walking to my car, and they said, hey, you got a minute? Can we talk about your plate? Absolutely. Sure we can. Because I love stuff like this. So the next day, was it the next day? Saturday? I can't remember if it was Saturday. Yes, it was Saturday. So Saturday, rain stopped. Beautiful day here. Absolutely gorgeous out. Beautiful day to get the car washed and put the new plates on. And that's exactly what I did. And they look so amazing. Stunning, absolutely stunning. Real eye catcher. And you know the other thing that takes some raw talent? And you guys are going to find this funny. Is it a registration sticker? Oh my God, they're so hard to get on and off. You have to have, see, listen. Some windshields are real dramatic. The way they, slope down right by the dash and everything. So what happens is and here's the thing about registration stickers. The ones in New York State anyway. I would imagine all the other states are like this too. But they're really, really sticky. You only have one shot to get it right. I mean, it's one shot. And forget, if you don't put it on just right, like let's say it's off center, and I'm all about having it centered just right next to the to the inspection sticker, because we do inspections here in the state. So you get a little inspection sticker every year, you got to get one. And then I usually put the registration underneath that. So they're lined up right at the corners, nice. So what I did was I took the old one off, but you need a razor blade, like this razor handle thing, right? I don't want to say it's designed specifically for it, but it helps out a great deal. Because that glue on there, you got to really get to it. Then once you get the registration sticker off, then you use a little, this is what I use. I use 70% isopropyl alcohol and wipe the underneath the, you get everything off, all the glue or all the stickies. Give it a nice wipe, and then I do it again to make sure I didn't miss a single piece, because if anything is there, the new registration sticker won't hold. And that bugs me. So, I got it off, wiped it up good with the alcohol, and then I put it on perfectly. I'm a real stickler when it comes to putting the registration sticker on just right. And like I said, you only get one shot. So if it's a little crooked, forget it. Because when you go to peel it, it's going to rip. Real flimsy stuff. So I got it on perfectly. And that was after I put the plates on. I felt so proud of myself, let me tell you. It's a big deal. Like, I almost wanted to celebrate. And I would imagine there's a lot of other people out there that can relate to this. When you have to take your own registration sticker off and put a new one on, and you get it right, nice and centered, square, you feel like you just accomplished a huge task. And give yourself a pat on the back if you've ever done that. I love it. Absolutely love it. And the thing about it is, when these plates were put on, I almost feel like there was like some kind of a... like it felt like it was meant to be. I know that's going to sound crazy. But as a podcaster, when I saw that combination available, I could not believe it. So let's go through some of the other combinations that I saw. Because after all this, when I got my plates, I went to the DMV website and started looking up combinations. You guys will never believe what I came across. I can't believe some of the ones that are available. We'll go down through the list. I got them right here. Let's see what we have. And if anybody decides to get these, like I told all my friends about the combinations that are available first, so they could have like first dibs on them. But nobody gets excited about this stuff like I do. I mean, they do a little bit. They're like, well, that sounds cool. But I'm all about the plates. I mean, it beats those random ones where it's like, it could be like HJQ6425 or whatever. No, I'm not about that. I want some cool plates. So let's see. I took screenshots of all these as they were available on the DMV website. And I'm just going to go through a bunch of them with you here. And then these pictures will also be available on my Facebook page, Huba Show. So look me up on Facebook. Follow me, Huba Show. All right. The first one here is Bike Path. I'm a big bike rider. I like the bike ride. So I put Bike Path in. 8 characters. Guess what? Bike Path is available. The next one, I'm not a fisherman. I don't like the fish. A lot of people fish in upstate New York. All year round. Fish worm. So worm and fish go together. 8 characters. Fish worm is available. Real cool. Real. R-E-E-L. Real cool. So like if you're into video, maybe you do a vlog or something. Real cool. Even though we don't use reels anymore and all that stuff. Unless you're like some nostalgic video photographer or whatever. Real cool is still cool. I like that. Here's another one if you're a boater, if you have a lake. Lake boat. Lake boat is available for a plate. Now we start getting into the real nitty-gritty ones that I can't even believe are available. You ready for this? Concerts. If you like music like I do, I love music. And if you listen to my other podcasts, you're going to know right away I love music, especially the Billie Holiday ones and some of the other ones I have in there. Concerts is available. So is concert. So let's say if you're some local band or you're a promoter or you just love the atmosphere of concerts. These plates would be ideal for you. They'd be ideal for you. You got to get them. Or tell somebody about them. How about this one? Now, for upstate New York, this is probably, you could do it year round because I like the barbecue and grill it in the wintertime. BBQS, barbecues, just 4 letters. Barbecues is available. So let's say you have some kind of a of a you know, barbecue business or whatever. Maybe you sell barbecue sauce, or maybe you just like to camp outside in the summer and the fall and barbecue, ribs, chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, all that stuff. Barbecues is a plate that's available. Now, this one I couldn't believe. This next one was really surprising. Roofers. Roofers is available as a New York State plate. Talk about an amazing vanity plate. You know how many roofers are out there that have their own business, 3-4 guys or whatever, to a team? This would look amazing. An amazing plate to have if you were a roofer. Now, this one here, I was really surprised, given the popularity of this industry and these types of electronic devices. Drones is available. Drones. Drones, you guys. Can you imagine drones? Having to play drones? Especially if you got, what is that, the EMJ or whatever, DJI, those real fancy, they pretty much dominate the drone industry for, maybe commercials. Commercial drones? Yeah, they probably do. But for the average person that wants to go out and buy a drone, you can buy these at any hobby store or sometimes even toy stores if they make the simpler model. Drones. Couldn't believe drones was available. That just threw me through the roof. The next one was train. T-R-A-I-N. Train. So if you like railroad stuff, let's say you're a rail buff, right? If you had this plate and you showed up to a crossing with other rail fans, you would be the talk of the town for weeks to come. Trust me, rail fans are extremely loyal. And a lot of them love to go out there, buy scanners and radios, listen to trains and all that stuff. And photography equipment. I've seen some of these people show up to crossings with like $10,000 worth of lenses. It's unbelievable. This is the cherry on the sundae right here. You get this train plate from New York State, you'll be well-rounded. You'll have it all. You'll be the talk of the town, I guarantee you. Now, I don't have any hot rod cars. I'm not really into cars too much. I've got a million other hobbies that I'm in with. But I know a lot of people that go to car shows. They love going to car shows. Seeing cars and like the detail and some older cars and newer cars, and they're all like, you know, jazzed up with paint schemes and tires and everything else. Hot rods is available. H-O-T with the space between hot and rods. R-O-D-S. Cannot believe it. I thought for sure when I typed this in, it was going to be taken. Hot rod is taken, but hot rods is not taken. So if anybody out here is listening to me and you're into cars, I highly suggest you get hot rods. I mean, some of these things, when I look these up Friday night, they must have became available recently, because I find it hard to believe that these things are available. Especially the vanity plate market, or not market, the vanity plate, like, not even theme. What's the word I'm looking for here? Just the people that like, there's so many people out there that like vanity plates. I cannot believe hot rods is not taken. Because most of the time, any car show that, you know, I passed by or even walked around in a park or something like that, or some of these ice cream socials they have with the cars, they're really into vanity plates. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that before, but when you find hot rod clubs or like old car clubs, they love having a vanity plate. And that's why I can't believe that one has not been taken. That was amazing to me. And this next one here, let's see. Do we have, this will be a good song for it. Do you feel like you're in a nail spa right now? This is nail spa music. And it just so happens the timing could not have been more perfect with this next plate I'm going to talk about. Can you take a guess what it is? The first word is 4 letters, then there's a space, and then there's 3 letters. I'll give you 5 seconds. All right, I'm just going to tell you. It's nail spa. If you own a spa, or if you do nails, or hair, it kind of goes hand in hand, nail spa. I cannot believe Nail Spa wasn't taken. Unbelievable. Talk about sticking out like a sore thumb. And not only that, but like everybody looks at plates. See, here's the thing. That's one thing you got to realize. You don't look at plates, or you look at plates way more than you think you do. And if you like to go to get pedicures and manicures or just get your nails done, you're going to notice this plate right away. And if somebody had that plate, you might look around in their car for a phone number or something. Your eye will catch these things. And that's what's so appealing about them. People are taking their personality or like what they like to do or what they're into and putting it on their plate for everybody to see. Now, what's really cool about New York State is we get two plates issued to us. Some states like Florida only give you one, which kind of stinks because if you have a car, right? If you have a car and you only get one plate, it looks kind of weird. Like, I've got to tell you, it does. There's just something about it. It looks like somebody stole your other plate. I love having two. Because now you don't have to decide, well, should it be in the back of the car? Should it be in the front of the car? I think in states that issue one plate, you have to have it on the rear of the car. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. But I think that would probably make the most sense. I mean, who wants to drive around the car with one plate? It looks like the other part was stolen, not me. So luckily, I get two of them issued. And it looks amazing on the front and the back. Gotta tell you. So Nail Spa is available. Now, if you're an eye doctor, optometrist, if you do anything in the eye industry, even if you're a student and you're looking to become an optometrist someday and you're going to school for it, you need this plate, this next one, eye exam. Eye exam, EYE with a space, exam, eye exam. And there's something about this letter combo with the E's that makes it really appealing to the eye, I think. Now, the music that we have on here is jazz music. It's basically retro grocery store background music, like abandoned supermarket type of stuff. I feel like I would see this in like a Roger Rabbit remake movie. Anyway, there's no arguing about this. It's speakeasy music. Prohibition era, jazz, industrial revolution, the roaring 20s. Oh yeah, speakeasy. S-P-E-A-K-E-Z. Now, since you can't have speakeasy, it's too many characters. You have to shorten it down. And this is one of the plates that I would be totally cool with. Have an easy on the end to get your message across or to get your vanity plate across to people. That's another thing too. By the way, some vanity plates, and I can't wait to cover this when I'm a guest on Plate Story podcast. Some plates are so complicated, I've almost gotten into car accidents trying to figure them out. I don't want to avoid that. See, that's why I want full letters. Or for full words. I don't want it to make it look like it's some like cryptic code. You know, I don't want to feel like I need the NSA's help to figure out what your plate says. It drives me nuts. Some plates I can't figure out because they're so complicated. I almost want to, you know, I think maybe once or twice I've taken a picture of somebody's plate because I'm like, I still can't figure out what I'm looking at. And I've been behind you for about 40 seconds at the red light. Speakeasy. Love that. That's cool. Now, here's another interesting one here. This one is buy candy. Buy candy. I guess if you had a candy store, and there's a lot of chocolate stores in New York State. I love chocolate. I like chocolate. We got Halloween coming up. And let's see, what is it? We got Halloween in about 2 weeks, roughly. Just under 2 weeks. So candy is in full swing right now at every supermarket, every CVS, grocery store, whatever, Walmart. Buy candy. That'd be a conversational piece, especially this time of the year. Now, this next one I saw, I know I'm saying every plate is like, wow, I can't believe it, but I really can't believe all these that I found. And I spent a few hours like looking this stuff up. Law firms. Law firms. 8 letters, law firms is available. Can you believe that? I can't believe a lot of lawyers out there like to have vanity plates. And I can't believe nobody grabbed this. Holy moly. And if anybody, and as I go through these plates, if anybody sees these plates still available on the DMV website, like my show, share my show, send me an email about your story if you want. I would love to hear stuff like that. Hey, Pat, I listened to your show on the Huba Show, and I was inspired to go get one of the plates you were talking about or look up other plates and tell people of which ones were available for their truck or for their car or whatever. Oh, that's another thing I need to point out to you. On when you go to the New York State DMV website to look up vanity plates, there's 3 categories you can select from: passenger, commercial, or motorcycle. All these plates that I've mentioned so far on my show, these are all passenger plates. All right. Now, I think logic would say if when we're talking cars or passenger vehicles and commercial, I would think if you got law firms or any of these other vanity plates that I mentioned in the passenger category, I would imagine that you probably couldn't get that in commercial. Motorcycle, maybe. I don't know how many characters. I think motorcycle might be a little smaller than 8. I don't think it's 8. I think it might be like 6 or 7. But I don't know. The next one here, for all you hikers out there, is hikes. H-I-K-E-S. 5 letters, hikes. Now, New York State has amazing mountain ranges, trails, I mean, rivers and oceans, just bike trails. There's so many places to hike in New York State. Beautiful places that you won't find in any other state in this country. Hikes is available. Unbelievable. The next one here. Out of all the ones that I think I found, well, no, actually, no. This is not the most amazing one that I found yet. We've got a couple more to go. Lakes. L-A-K-E-S. Lakes. Now, New York State, if you don't know, this is home to a lot of beautiful lakes, especially in the Adirondacks. You can't beat the Adirondacks. I've been all over the place. The Adirondack Mountain Range is by far the prettiest. And we have lakes and oceans. Lakes and rivers and creeks all over the place. Absolutely beautiful. Lakes is available if you like to travel, you like to go camping, hiking, swimming, lakes. You should have lakes. I cannot believe lakes is available. Another one here I'll touch upon is Bake Club. 4 or 8 letters, Bake Club. So if you like to bake things and you have a club, this is just the plate you need right here, Bake Club. And then the other club that we also found here, Book Club. So if you're a little bookworm, I don't think bookworm was available. I'm pretty sure I looked that up and it was taken. But Book Club is available. Book Club. Now that would look amazing on your car when you're leaving the library or you're coming to the library and people come out and they see somebody rolling by with, like, you know, this nice, beautiful car. What Book Club is the license plate. That is amazing. That's amazing. They would probably stop right there. They'd probably want to bring you inside and talk next to the Dewey Decimal System and talk about your license plate. Especially if you're in the books. Everybody wants to talk that's in the books. All right. Now, this plate right here, this is the one that surprised me the most. Out of all these plates I've covered here this far on my show, this one is by far the most amazing. It's only 5 letters. It's Gamer. G-A-M-E-R. Gamer. Now, with the popularity of games, I mean, we're not even talking arcade games. That's like archaic compared to what kids have now. PS4, PS5 coming out. You got the Nintendo Switch, which, by the way, the Nintendo Switch blew the doors off of sales the last 2 or 3 years it's been out. That's why I was shocked when Gamer was available. How can you not have this license plate if you're a gamer? I mean, is it maybe you don't know about it? And by the way, it's two. When you get a vanity plate in New York State, it's $60 for 2 years, and then every year after that, it's like $31.50 or $31.25. It's some oddball number. Of course, it can't just be rounded up or down. It's got to be like with cents involved. Gamer. How cool would you look showing up to like an esports event anywhere in the country? Doesn't have to just be here because your plate doesn't leave your car no matter where you go. But you pull up to the esports world championship gaming, televised in 20 languages around the world. Podcasters from all over are there, and you show up with this license plate gamer on your car. I guarantee you, you'll get an interview, even if you're not in the esport event. Just from their plate alone, we'll get you in and get you behind the mic. Guaranteed for an interview, no doubt about it. Now, I don't own a cat, but Pet Cat was available. Pet Cat. So if you're a cat lover, there was a lot of pet names that were not available. But Pet Cat was available, and it's only 6 letters. It looks good. If you like the quilt, quilting. Quilting, making stuff, whether it's making quilted masks or quilted blankets. Quilts. Quilts. 6 little letters. Quilts was available. Could not believe that. Especially with all the quilting places out there. All over the place. A lot of antique shops in New York State. Tons of them, especially in the mountainy areas and like the rural parts, you know, where people from all over like to come and, you know, buy antiques and stuff. A lot of these places have quilt shops and blankets and stuff like that. But quilts are really popular because it gets cold up here, you know, fall and winter, even spring. People want to have quilts. It's a big deal. Quilts is available. Unbelievable. And how about this, if you're really into candles, especially this time of the year? This time of the year is when everybody out there is basically making apple pies. They're making pies. They're making like all kinds of little things for the fall. You got Halloween coming. Candles. Right now, candles are huge. They're big all year round in New York. But right now, people like those pine tree scented candles, and they like apple pie and cinnamon and pumpkin and the fall smells. And then we get into Thanksgiving after Halloween comes and goes. And then Christmas. Out of all the candles, I like pine tree the best. I love the smell of pine tree. And Yankee Candle makes the best pine tree candle I have ever smelled in my life. I'm all about the smells. Candle is available. So if you collect candles or you love making candles, some people make them. That's probably hot on the internet, is making your own candles and selling them. E-commerce, all that stuff. Candle is available. Unbelievable. How cute would that look on a car, right? Now this next one here, webcam. I was just typing in techie names. Webcam was pretty much the only one that I could think of. Maybe a dozen or so that I tried. Webcam was the only one that came back. But webcam's pretty cool. Not great, but it's cool. This next one is amazing. I'm talking like everyone's amazing. Camps, C-A-M-P-S. Now, I told a friend of mine about this because they just bought a little camper a few weeks ago. Really cool thing. Awesome. It's cute. Camps is available. Crazy, right? With all the people that, see, there's so many people that camp in this state, and they come from all over the place to come and camp here because the camping, especially in the Adirondacks, along the Hudson River, along like the lakes and all over New York State. People come from all over, not just the residents, the camp. Sacandaga, Lake George, Ticonderoga, all the Finger Lakes and stuff. The wineries, people love the camp, especially Scroon Lake, Scroon River, all that stuff. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous up there. Upstate New York, Warrensburg, Warren County. Camps. I mean, if you had a camp, you need this plate. You need to get this plate. Please, if you're listening and you have a camp anywhere in New York State, or you're thinking about buying one or you know somebody that has one, you need, this plate needs to be on your vehicle today. Today. And then, if camps wasn't brilliant, camper is available too. Now, I don't know if you can get these plates and put them on an actual camper, because I think a camper has their own like style. I don't know if you can get a vanity plate for a camper. You might be able to. Don't quote me. I don't know for a fact because I've never owned a camper. But how cool would this plate look on your truck or your car when you're towing your camper to your camp or to your campsite? Can you imagine pulling into a campsite? And here's the thing. A lot of my friends camp, so I visit them a lot in the summertime. There's so many places, awesome places to swim in New York State. When you pull into a campsite, everybody's curious, who's coming in? Who's going to be next to me? Who's going to be, you know, milling around in here? And they're looking at your plate. How amazing would you feel and look when you're pulling into this camp, to any campsite, and they see the front plate, camper? Oh, man. Everybody will be around you. They'll be wanting to say, hey, man, what's all that? What's camper about? They're going to be inquiring and friendly with you just from your plate alone. I guarantee you. You're going to get some high fives. And you're going to have people say, man, why didn't I think of that? Unbelievable. That's it as far as all of my plates go. Those are the ones that I found. And see, I'm into domain names. So when it comes to searching for combinations, I am all about finding combinations. Because look at this story. I mean, we're almost 40 minutes into this podcast, and I just feel so amazing about talking about license plates. And so inspired by the woman there that has the podcast. I forget her name. What is her name? Let me see if I can find her name real quick here for you. Her podcast is Plate Story. She has an unusual name, but let me just find it here. And is it Trista? Oh, Trista Polo. Trista Polo. And it's Trista's Plate Story podcast. If you follow Instagram, check it out. It's awesome. Absolutely amazing. On her Instagram, I'm looking at her Instagram right now here, and her description says, podcast with weekly episodes sharing the story behind that vanity plate. Hashtag plate spotting. And let's see here. Yep, Plate Story. You can check out her website, pl8story.com. Let's see, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 8 characters. I wonder if that's her. That might be her actual license plate. Who knows? But there's so many people out there that know more about different topics, or, you know, you've had different experiences in your life. You should go to the DMV Vanity website and start plugging in stuff and see what you come up with. I would love to hear some of the things, because there's probably 50 other plates out there that would just make me actually shocked that they're available. Periodically, you know what I'll do? Maybe periodically, I'll just, you know, every few weeks, I'll just, you know, take some time and start looking plates up and see if I come across them, and then make another show about them. I love vanity plates, you guys. All right, so what we'll do is we'll wrap the show up here. If you guys want to email me, my email is podcast@hubashow.com. podcast@hubashow.com. You can reach me on the web, www.hubashow.com, or follow me on Facebook, Huba Show. You can follow me on Twitter, Huba. Just 4 little letters, H-U-B-A, Huba. And you can follow me on Instagram, Huba Show. You can also share my show on your social media, which is always appreciated. You can contact me any time of the day you want. Send me an email. You got a great idea for a topic, or you want to, you have some questions about something you heard, or you want to tell me about your plate story. Tell me about it. I would love to hear it. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another amazing podcast episode from the broadcast capital of the world in Schenectady, New York. This is the Huba Show. Have a great night.